Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone. Welcome to the ATRALO Mentorship Program call taking place on Thursday, 23rd of February 2017 at 10:00 UTC. On the call today, we have Cheryl Langdonor, Ali El Meshal, Maureen Hillier, Holly Rage, Satish Babu, Pavan Gujrani, Amal El Sakaf, Vikram Shrestha, Narine Khachatrian, Liana Gassian. We don't have any apologies for today's call. I'm just checking if I've missed anyone. I think not. And from staff, we have Gisela Gruber, Evin Aydoğdu, and myself, Yeşim Nazar. And finally, if I could please remind everyone to state their names before speaking for the transcription purposes. And over to you, Ali. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Yeşim. This is Ali El Meshal for the record. I hope I'm very much clear in my audio. First of all, I would like to thank all of these mentees and mentors for accepting this call on a very short notice. And a great thanks again for those who managed to send their feedback on the survey, which was again on a very short period requesting all of our mentees to participate and send us their feedback. I hope that the rest will be able to complete, although we have put a deadline, but we would like to hear from the rest of the mentees to give a feedback, because as far as now, whatever we have received, I would tell you, honestly speaking, is a very much valuable feedback and information that will help us to really improve this program, which is for the benefit of all of us. Not to take that much of time, I would like now to hand over to Cheryl Langdonor, who will take us through the mentorship and the agenda she is having for that. Cheryl, please, floors are yours.
Thank you very much, Ali. It's Cheryl Langdonor for the record, and staff are popping up a few little slides I threw together, and I do mean threw together, this evening in the last 24 hours, and I only found out about this call less than 15 hours ago. In the last 24 hours, this is my eighth ICANN call. And yes, I am still trying to earn my keep. So forgive me for not having marvellously prepared materials for you, and indeed materials that are going to be spoken to rather than amaze you with tricks and clever little animations that you may be used to from far more professional presentations. That said, I'm delighted to see so many of you have managed to make this call on, as Ali suggested, very short notice. For those of you who were in the ATRALO call, the monthly meeting, I requested that we try and have a meeting before the Copenhagen meeting, because I felt it was an important point in time for us to have sort of a mid-program review, a midpoint to the pilot program review. And, of course, that's come serendipitously in perfect concert with the survey that Ali has sent out, and majority of you responded to, but I will admit that I have not, in fact, had the time, the energy, or indeed the inclination yet, to go through that survey in detail, but it is on my to-do list. What I wanted to do was allow us, and do pardon my 18-month-old puppy at the end of my bed who's growling and fighting great demons, I think, down the bottom paddock. She's having a puppy dream, so it's not something going bizarre in the background noise. It's a puppy fighting off demons. Sure, she'll win to a dream state. The indications I have had, however, was that perhaps not everyone had got out of our program what they had hoped to. And part of that was because we had the good idea of the program and then really didn't formulate it terribly carefully. We have novice mentors in the main. Some of the mentors have acted as peer support. Some of the mentors have acted in somewhat specific and in some cases limited capacities as mentors in other circumstances. And we actually have some mentees that are probably to some extent more experienced in some aspects of mentoring than the people that they're being paired with. So it really is important if we're going to build a better model and help people to step up to leadership for us to have a fearless and frank discussion, and that's what I'm hoping to prize out of you now. So let's declare that this is a guilt-free, although recorded, exercise. That if there is something you want to be brutally honest about, you should do so. If there's something you want to criticise, please feel free to, but do try and be constructive in your criticism. And if there's something you wish to confess in terms of disappointments or aspirations that were not met, it will be very useful for us all if you can share it. So think of it as a little bit like an AA meeting, although we will be using names. If we can move to our next slide now. What I want to cover in all too little time today, because we only have a 60-minute call and only 45 minutes of the call is dedicated to what I'd like to be covering with you, is pretty much entitled, you know, so little time and so much still to do. That works for today's call, but it also works for our pilot program as well. But this is what I want to take us through today. What were our aims, jointly and severally? And to some extent, we will be able to shortcut that because we now have the survey result. The same can be said to some extent with the are we there yet? My suspicion is no, not yet, but we still have a little of the road to travel. So where can we best focus our available time and energy? That's going to be something I'm looking forward to hearing from you all about. I want to look at individual and group aspirations, and that includes the mentees and the mentors. I want to look at some simple scores, in other words, the low-hanging fruit, and some of our longer-term objectives. And I've put in a little one-liner there that all boats tend to float unless there's a hole in them with rising tides. I want to do a little brainstorming exercise, and I want to look towards next steps. Is there anyone who is uncomfortable or concerned about that as a plan for our whirlwind tour? Excellent. Silence is sometimes a good thing to hear. I can have the next slide, thank you. So let's look at what were our aims. Now, at least 8, if not 9, of our mentees responded to survey form that was sent out at the beginning of our program, and I haven't looked to see how many of you did respond to the survey that Ali has recently promulgated the results for. But what I am very aware of is not all of the mentees did so. That is a concern. It's an observation that sometimes people put their hand up for programs and projects thinking, oh yes, I do have the time and the energy to do that, and then circumstances change. But if that is the case, you are, I think what we need to do is encourage people to pull out rather than to not contribute or to not make the commitment to go the full extent of the program. It's never planned to be a particularly formal program. This is not capacity building. This is an attempt to match you with existing leadership holding, people holding existing leadership positions, and for you to glean off them as much as you can as mentees about how they are acting in leadership and how you can step up to leadership to be something like them or perhaps something quite the opposite to them. and that's okay too. So what I'd like to do is have about a 5-minute conversation. Perhaps I'll run it to 6 or 7 minutes if I'm getting a lot of input now. But I'd like you to look at a couple of things. From the mentors, I want to know, what have you ascertained about what your mentee wants to go to this program and the relationship? How did you ascertain this? What have you planned to do to help them achieve it? How far have you got with that plan? And what discussions and feedbacks have you had with the outcomes with your mentees? For the mentees, I'd like you to approach, I'm going to do a round robin to us all, but these are the points I'd like you to think about and highlight what you can out of them. For the mentees, what have you told your mentor you want to get out of this program and relationship? How did you transmit this? What have you done to achieve this? How far have you got with that? And what discussions and feedback have you had re outcomes with your mentor? There is no right or wrong answers. This is not a quiz. This is not judgmental. But what we need to see if we can do is find out, did we aim too high? Did we aim absolutely incorrectly? Do we want to offer a cup of coffee to the building and construction worker that's in the background of somebody's room today? I mean, I work with people who work in construction, so I recognise the hammering of something. That is an aside for the record, but it is a reminder to say perhaps if you're not speaking, you should have your phone muted. I'd like to go, first of all, to the mentees. We have almost a one-to-one relationship between the mentors and the mentees today. And so if we just go down the attendee list because it happens to be an order I can follow. And if you'd like to take somewhere between 60 and 90 seconds to cover off any or all of those points, let's start first of all with Adil. Adil, as a mentee, what would you like to say about things? Okay, not hearing anything. I'll see if Yasin can or Irvin can sort out communication problems with the deal, and I'll be coming back to this in a moment because this is something that happens all too often in our calls. Amal, if you have...
Cheryl, he just wrote something in the... Cheryl?
Yes, officer. Yes?
Yeah, this is Ali. This is Ali. Adil is having a problem. He said he cannot talk right now because his boss is just sitting behind him, so he cannot
talk.
That's
fine. Well, that's the sort of thing one needs to know before one goes through these things. So, again, I'll come back to that shortly. Let's then go to Amal. Amal? Now, are you connected?
Yes,
we can't hear you.
No, we cannot hear you, Amal. Maybe you have to mute. Yeah.
Okay, so if Amal is connected, I'm going to then ask Evan or Yasin if they can assist him by checking what might be wrong with his audio, and it's going to be a very short session on this slide. We're going to work to Bikram. Bikram, hopefully we'll be able to hear from you. this is almost too perfect. Bikram, are you connected with audio?
Yes, I can hear you.
Terrific. Well, we'd like to hear from you. As a mentee, is there anything you can share with us about what you told your mentor about what you wanted to get out of this program? How did you transmit it? What have you done to achieve it, et cetera?
Thank you very much. This mentorship program, I have already briefed last meeting. So this was a very effective and wonderful program Aprilalo has been organized. Now I think I'm also the coach for this ICANN 58 meeting for the fellowship program. I got the fellowship for this Copenhagen meeting also. I think this is a wonderful program, so it will definitely help in days to come for to all this Aprilalo region. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much, Vikram. I appreciate your input. Diana. Try again, Liana. We heard you slightly.
Yeah, hello, do you hear me?
We do now. Please, go ahead.
We hear you.
Yeah, okay. So I really appreciate the program. I think it was really needed for all those who want to step in and the leadership. What I want is a little bit more interaction with mentor mentees, but that is a kind of personal thing. I mean, we need to find an exact timing of this, and I really appreciate the slide of saying first what we need to establish, what is the aim of this program, and what we are expecting, what are our expectations, and how what means we can give to this in order to reach this principles and this aim. So I do not have much feedback on this because we are just trying to start our program with my mentor. This is an honest thing, but I think that in a short time we can reach out to a good dialogue and then give or try to get as more benefit as we probably can. That is all.
Thank you, Liana. I appreciate that, and I also appreciate, if I may step in and try and speak on behalf of your mentor, your understanding on the fact that life does get in the way sometimes, and I'm sure you'll have a very productive partial program. but thank you for that, and I look forward to the end of program review as well from you. Nadira, over to you. Nadira, I'm seeing your microphone active, but I'm not hearing you. Let's try again. We're not really hearing you clearly. I'll ask staff to see if we can work with improving that for you, and we'll move on to Noreen. Noreen?
Hello, everyone. Can you hear me?
Yes, perfectly. Please go ahead, Noreen. Yes, you can.
Noreen for the record. Yeah, greetings to everyone. Thank you for this call, first of all, and thank you for just raising this issue. I will be brief. Truly, I find the mentorship program very important and useful, and would like to use this opportunity to say thank you again to my mentor, Maureen Hilliard. And actually, this program helped me to stay engaged more actively in the at-large work. Potentially, this program opens more possibilities for communication and exchange of experience between mentors and mentees. And in my opinion, it would be very useful to organize regular calls. We could meet either with the whole group or maybe it would also be interesting to have some thematic calls with those mentees who are engaged in some working groups and who are interested in particular topics. So that's all. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Doreen, and I'm pleased to note that you watched the clock as closely as I do. When I said 60 to 90 seconds, you took me seriously. That's excellent. We're going to go to Naveed next, but then we will come back to our additional people who've joined since we started this part of our call. So I'm going to head back to Anupam and Anil, what we're asking you to do is spend 60 to 90 seconds, and you can look on the screen and see the types of questions I've asked for the mentees, and if you can cover off one or more of those, that would be greatly appreciated. Naveed. Naveed, we're not hearing you if you're speaking. Okay, well, we'll come back to you, Naveed, and see if we go through another cycle. Alice, seeing as you're bold enough to ask me, is it possible to obtain a copy of the presentation? The answer is absolutely. I've already given permission for it to go up on our meeting page, although it's a not terribly in-depth one. It really is just talking points. But yes, and while I'm responding to you, I'm going to put you in the hot spot now, and if you have your microphone connected, would you care to make a short intervention on what were your aims as an mentee?
Cheryl, I think we have Amal. She is on the call right now. If you want her to give her speech.
That's terrific, but Alice was the one I was calling on. I'll come back to her now. Okay, Alice doesn't have a microphone. That's fine, we understand that. Anil, you're up now then.
Okay, can I start now?
Please do so. And I'll just check you haven't muted again. Please go ahead.
Yeah, okay. Hi, everyone. Yeah. At first, of course, thank you and thanks for the mentors and for arranging this webinar. At first, I told my mentor that I want to be engaged more in APRALO and especially the capacity building working group. And now I've joined the capacity building working group as a member, and also I've joined some other working groups that I didn't plan to. So far, I see the mentorship program so useful, and the most important thing is to feel that there is a support or there is a reference person who you can just drop an email anytime. Although all ICANN members are very accessible and reachable and collaborative. My feedback also is maybe to make a common work or assignments for the pairs of mentors or mentees or as teams of mentees with common interests. To participate, for example, in public comments or in some specific task or project or program within ICANN and within APLAR. That's it. And thank you all.
Thank you very much, and some very important points there, Anil, and some of those I'd like to come back to a little later on in today's proceedings. Anupam, are you able to talk to us, or do you have microphone or communications with us?
Hi, Sharon. Am I audible?
Yes, audible. Very good. Please go ahead.
Okay. Thanks. Hello, everyone. Just to share the first thing after the ICANN Hyderabad, where me and Cheryl and others and my mentor, we had a talk. One of the update is that included in RSSEC caucus because of the L-Root instance implementation in Calcutta. So update from my side, where now I'll be working with the Anycast working party within the RSSEC and the outreach committee within the RSSEC. So that's a little specific update which has happened post Hyderabad. Additionally, on what I learned from my mentor and Cheryl was that there has to be a little capacity development thing, which is at the core of this particular ALS. So to take it on with that, we are organizing a DNS Tech training workshop in Calcutta to 9th of March, which is again from one of the trainers from ICANN, Champika Vijayachungar. And I'm in touch with ICANN Samaran Gupta from India to get this workshop going. So this program has actually helped me in particular to focus on some of the activities which we were doing. And thanks for this talk. You said that three things to be done. I'm trying to do with two. And then one of the things which is still pending from what was the takeaway was that a newsletter has to be up from this ALS, so that we are yet to do. But this mentor-mentee program, mentorship program has actually helped to focus on the things, because there are too many things to be done. So based on the capacity as well as the aptitude to do things, I think this is helping to focus on the things which you can do well. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. Now, is anyone we've missed earlier on because of communication problems? I know Naveed, your hand is up. Please let us know if you do have comms open now. Naveed, go ahead.
Hi, everyone. This is Naveed, and nice to see you. Good participation already, and I'm enjoying the comments and listening very carefully to what everybody has to say. My objective of joining this mentorship program was to learn more and find my place within the AP Rallo and at large as a whole. I've been associated with ICANN and a lot of its activities for past 3 years now in different capacities, at different roles, whether it's DNS security, with RSAC, with GNSO, things like that. But here, being associated with ISOC, Islamabad chapter, for which I was president last year, so I find at large the place, the regional things can really go ahead. The problem that I see so far with this is I think we should be better planning the objectives and the gross goals, deliverables or whatever. I don't want to mean a deliverable as a deliverable, but as an objective, like after 6 months, after 3 months, what do you want to see, and what do you want to from it, where do you want to see yourself, things like that. And I mean, I've been associated with Amir Qayyum, which is a very good and in some case very bad as well, because we have been like working together and associated with each other like for past 16-17 years, and we know each other like too well now. I've changed my job. Earlier we were colleagues as well, so that brings kind of thing that okay, you know this, so you don't need to know this and all that. So I don't know, I hope you all mean what I want to say, but I mean, that's very good because we get a good chemistry together, but bad in a way that sometimes you say, hey, I know that you have been all through that, so you know what I can tell you or what you need to learn. And then I ask the same question to me, to him, like, okay, what should I ask you or things like that. So if we have like a proper plan of what should we be looking for from here, maybe I missed that, I don't know. But this is something I'm slightly confused about. So if somebody can highlight on that, that will help me like better communicating with my mentor and with everybody in general.
Did we lose Cheryl?
And even if they are doing building and construction work while they're on the call, muting their line would be greatly appreciated. Yes, Satish, you're drawing my attention to something. What? I hope you haven't lost us. Have you lost me or not? Okay, so as long as some people can hear me, I will continue on. Great. I'm going to make an executive decision because I can, and I'm going to suggest that what I want the mentors to do is look at those questions and think about the responses you've heard from your mentees. And we might take the opportunity to have a little debrief later from the mentor perspective. But I am convinced that as we go forward, a couple of things we can do better. And I'd like you to perhaps think of these points when we get to the end of today's interaction, and you may come up with some methods where we can build a better model based on what you have been able to do as mentors and what you haven't been able to do as mentors.
Because
go ahead, whoever that is, go ahead. Hello, who is speaking?
Hello? Hello?
Hello? Yes, we can hear you.
I could hear, so when to take my turn?
Please, go ahead.
Okay, I'm just kind of confused between the two microphones. Okay, this is Nadira. I'm want to talk about my experience and about this program, and already I provided in the survey that Ali, thankfully, he sent to us. And so far, so good, because as I written earlier, that Maureen was kind of mentoring me before even this program. And I feel like she knows where I am, and I always come to her in any decision I take. One point which I think will improve the mentee program, mentor-mentee program, is just to give, as Emil has mentioned, is to give more tasks. And like when it's task to do, even in drafting
drafting the policy, while writing the policies, and even just observer during this process. This will be another thing. Also, for example, another task of the proposal for financial request and putting the form together. This is another way where we can get more engaged into the leadership program. That's for my. Thank you for this program as well. Yeah, it's very useful. Thank you.
Nadira, thank you so much for that, and I'm glad we sorted out your audio problems, particularly because what you said is incredibly important and incredibly useful. And anyone who's suffered through being a mentee of me will know I'm very keen on little tasks or little homework assignments. They don't have to be big, but I do like little and often as a way of stretching people. So that, of course, is music to my ears, but we all have different styles. Adil, you have your hand up. Are you able to speak? I don't want to compromise your work situation. We can hear you, Adil. Please go ahead.
The record, Adil, about that program, if it has a mentorship, that's a great initiative itself because there is so much going on right now in the world of internet that even I can't keep it. My main objective from this program was to get more than involved with all the reviews and the transitions that were going on, and I was successful partially. A quick comment that I want to make is that for the next edition of this program, I want a more focused and directed approach for this. Instead of having no primary objectives and mentors and mentees, not coming up, not much interaction with them, it's better that we have a focus. We decide beforehand that in one week we will involve them in with this or another week. They should be much effective in this way. Instead of going, I think there is a lot going on in internet, ICANN, IETF, ISOC, you name it. So what I think is that mentors and mentees should decide that if their final objective will be. That's my question.
Thank you, Adil. I just need to let you know that some of us didn't have the clearest audio from you, but we appreciate your input. And I would suggest that it might be of use if you could just put a few bullet points into the chat. That would just help those of us who didn't have the clearest audio pick up on the particular highlights of what you were saying. Thank you so much. Staff, if we can move to the next slide, please. Okay. This won't take long. I'm trying to pop in a little bit of lightness and levity at this point. Are we there yet? Does anybody think we have a perfectly smooth, wonderfully executed, highly rewarding, and ready to take out of pilot category program? If so, put up a green check. If I see any of them, I will be having a chat to you, of course, but do feel free to put up a green check if you believe so. Maureen, thank you for your brutal honesty. You know I like a bit of brutal honesty. Okay. I'm assuming that nobody thinks we've had a wonderful, smooth sailing and that we are there yet. And that doesn't surprise me. But I just wanted to make sure we didn't have any people who were so concerned about making criticisms, constructive or otherwise, that they felt that they needed a little bit of a valve release. We are not there yet. We are getting there and we need to improve. But the are we there yet? We're not finished with this pilot and we're certainly not ready to take this program out of pilot status, at least in my, dare I say, relatively expert opinion. Let's take the next slide, please. And it's okay if you disagree with me, by the way. I will hold a grudge, but it is okay if you disagree with me. Part of that is actually a joke. Okay, so what I'd like to do now is get our mentors and our mentees to think, notice this, think, not necessarily go into the gory details in today's call, but think about this next slide. So we can have at our next webinar enabled interaction, and I want Ali to set up another meeting like this after the Copenhagen meeting. At that meeting, I want to look at this slide and I want to spend most of our time drilling down into this. Where can we best focus our available time and energy? I want you all, this is mentors and mentees, think about what we could do. This is the big picture stuff, absolutely everything. Nothing can be culled from that list. Anything you think of is worthwhile, just pop it up on the whiteboard, virtual or otherwise, and let's put it on the we could do list. Then we need to look at what we should do things. Things that we really believe would be worthwhile in a regional mentoring program, will be really effective in helping people step up to leadership. Then comes the hard one, culling the should-dos down to what we can do. And that's when we get to look at resources and available time and all that sort of stuff. So I'm going to take you through our could-do, should-do, can-do filter, and I want you to get used to working smart, not harder. And to help you with what I mean by smart, we need to have a system that looks at things that are specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and have a defined time. In other words, a date, deadline, endpoint. So I'm going to ask us in our next gathering to be very analytical and to be very particular about what we can now, after Copenhagen and through to the end of our pilot program, actually achieve to give us the best outcomes for each of you as individuals, each of you as participants, and for the program in general. Any comments on that right now are welcome. Please feel free to make a comment in chat or raise your hand and make a short intervention. But that's where I want to head us to next time around. Okay. Food for thought. Ali, go ahead.
Thanks a lot, Cheryl. This is Ali for the report. I totally agree with you, and I'm looking into this beautiful, colorful circles. I would say from the feedback I heard and I have seen in the response to the survey from most of the mentees that we need to be more focused on some specific areas to each of every individual of the mentees, which is would lead to something achievable. So I would say specific and focused to have some achievable result for both of the mentees and mentors. So that will be one of my parts that I have to do and obligation on me to my mentees as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Ali, and thank you for your commitment to that. And I certainly keep saying to people we need to work smarter, not harder. And now, those of you who know what I mean by smart will have a deeper understanding when I say it. Can I have the next slide, please? Okay, we're also in our next session, but I wanted to just introduce it to you now. I would like to get the mentors and the mentees to think about the aspirations. Aspirations, for example, the mentors who were the designers and the creators of this program, we're thinking very much in the group aspirations. They had a community view, they had general desires, they had a clear and delineated desire to find more talent within the region to step up to leadership. And I think whilst as mentors and as program organisers, we probably have a number of shared aspirations there, I don't believe we've clearly articulated them, and most importantly, I don't believe we've articulated them well enough for our potential mentees to understand. Because if I have to take a very broad brush approach to what I've seen out of the, at least the initial feedback that we got from the mentees who responded to our startup survey and to those I've spoken to and interacted with so far during the program, really what they're all on about is some form of growth. So the individual aspirations of the mentees is all growth-focused, and from a personal perspective, whilst a number of them would say, yes, they want to do the greater good for internet governance, you know, for the next century, what they're trying to get out of this program can really be boiled down to things that are far more personally relevant and better linked to their personal and professional growth. So I think the mentors and the mentees in this pilot program need to take some time to see where there is clear lock and key fitting between the group aspirations for the pilot project of getting more leaders coming through and empowered and trained and confident, and where the personal growth aspirations are that are being identified from our mentees. If I can just have your next slide, please, because I'm certainly not going to take more than my allocated time. Next slide, please. Here we go. So living in the Antipodes in Australia, we do have a bit of a slow internet compared to the rest of the world. The other thing I'd like you to start thinking about is where, and this goes to some extent with our low-hanging fruit and our smart, working smarter, not harder, see if we can identify some simple scores, things that are clearly identified to report out of our pilot project that worked. We've heard some of that in today's interactions from the mentees. Some of them have found a building of confidence, a feeling of more capability, various things that we see in the chat. And with that, I'd like to see if we can identify a few small wins that we've even had so far, let alone what we want to get out of the rest of this pilot program, so that we can celebrate those and report on those. Because in my view, and in the view of the person who probably isn't the greatest artist in the world, but it says a lot, doesn't it? Success is a series of small wins, and I like to think of that image of droplets popping into a pond or a puddle and spreading the puddle wider and wider. To that extent, let's see if we can start sharing some ideas on what our small successes and our small wins can be, our simple scores, without losing sight of our longer-term objectives. Next slide, please. This is where I want to spend the next 5 or 6 minutes with you, just wetting your toes in the water of brainstorming. First of all, can I ask those of you who are in the Adobe Connect room to put up a green check. You'll find that where the little hand-raisy thing is on the side of your Adobe Connect, and it'll have a little tick and agree button. Put up a green check if you've ever been involved in what could be described as a brainstorming session. I have. There we go. A few more people coming up. Good, good, good. All right. Well, I want to see that 100% by the end of this effort. But brainstorming is a really important tool, and it's a tool I would like to utilize
as we go through the rest of our program, our pilot program. In a brainstorming session, absolutely no idea should be withheld. Everything is okay to be presented as a concept. You're actually trying to go for volume. You're trying to go for the largest possible number of ideas and concepts. You encourage even the craziest ideas. You then start to refine them. There's methods for what in this graphic is called headlining them. You work as a team because you're actually building consensus while you're doing the brainstorming of your goals, and you are certainly not being judgmental. So it's a very safe, it's a very free-spirited, it's a very free-flowing environment, and it's one I would very much like to take you through as an exercise in a future call. So if you're brave enough, I think we can do a lot of wonderful work in a brainstorming session. Ideally, a brainstorming session should be done face-to-face, but we do have virtual tools which I believe can be utilised to affect a reasonable brainstorming session, and I think that's what we will do our best to attempt. It will take a bit of planning. It will take a considerable amount of commitment from at least some of your mentors. But I would like to suggest to you all that the concept that I've got in front of you today as a brainstorming goal, as a future session between us all, is one that I would highly recommend and I would like to think you will all accept and engage with. Let's take our next slide, please. This brings us to where we should be at this point in time in an hour-long session with a little over 5 minutes left, and that is to our next steps. I am firmly committed that we need to have more one-hour meetings in our medium and long-term future for the rest of the pilot program. Don't care what the frequency is, just that there is one. I'm also keen to see that a number of you who may be feeling that you haven't interacted between mentor and mentee as much as you believe you probably should have, fix that. And just go, yeah, right, well, other things have happened up until now, but let's get on and get the program going between you and I now. If you, as a mentor, do not know what the specific desires and aspirations within the region and within ICANN is of your mentees, find out. Ask them. Ask them with leading questions. Ask them, do they want to be CEO of ICANN? Do they want to be chairman of the ALAC? Do they want to be the RALO representative on the ALAC? Do they want to be something else? Are they content to just be the best possible internet governance and policy person that they can be in the sphere of focus that they already have? It doesn't matter what the aim or aspiration is. It matters that your mentor knows what your mentee's desire is. Then, mentors, you're going to have to do something a little bit tricky, and that is you're going to have to assess, do you have what it takes to help them achieve that? And if you don't, dear mentors, have the skill set and the assets to bring to bear to help your mentee reach at least the achievable parts of their goals, you know, being the first woman on Venus might be a difficult one, for example. But you need to recognise what your limitations are, and then we find other ways to bring those assets in. So there's an asset management exercise that needs to go on. One of the reasons I offered to be a sort of a super mentor in this program is no mentor has everything it takes for every possible mentee. One of the comments I heard from one of the mentees was they would like to have worked more with more people instead of just being matched up. And that's something that we seriously need to consider in future programming, because it's very hard, if not impossible, to be all things to all people. So we need to recognise our limitations, recognise our capabilities, and look at where our assets are. And sometimes the most important thing a mentor can do is have a really good network, because then you introduce your mentee to people who do have the assets that you may not admit specifically possess. And then, of course, we do need to set ourselves some tasks so that by the end of this pilot program, we can have a reasonable, coherent and untrusting positive report to put out to the rest of our region and the wider community. Now, I would like to suggest that whilst we have some times now, perhaps fixed at a reasonably regular interval after Copenhagen and through to the end of this program, that I'd like to know if you can put up your hand or a green check, how many of you are going to be travelling and attending the Copenhagen meeting, the next major event that we have coming up in the ICANN calendar. I certainly will be going, so I'm going to stick my little green tick up. Who else is going to ICANN 58, I think it is? Got to be more than just me. Come on, guys. You can put it in your chat if you don't know. So Ali and I will be there. Well, Ali, you and I are going to have a humding over time. Oh, there we are. Maureen's joining us. That's good. All right. Mentors, you need to find out from your mentees if any of them are going to be attending, physically attending the Copenhagen meeting. If they are, I'd like to put in a little bit of extra homework planning for those that are in attendance. If you would also find out if any of your mentees are able to attend some sessions remotely, I will help you set some tasks, very small, very simple, homework assignments for that as well. One of the assignments that I would like to do or encourage you to do over the upcoming intensive number of meetings that goes on in my ICANN public meeting is what I call my chameleon exercise, and I will describe the chameleon exercise to your mentors, and we will work with that. It just works well when you have a very large number of meetings happening in a very short period of time. For those of you who aren't going to Copenhagen, fear not. We can do the chameleon exercise over a longer period and over more dispersed meeting exposures, but it isn't quite so effective. It's just harder and it takes longer, I guess. So what we may do is hold that exercise off until we hopefully are all gathering for our General Assembly. So with that, Ali, I've taken a few more minutes than I had planned to. Please, I will beg your indulgence and hope you forgive me for speaking far too much, but I just wanted to do a bit of a rah team. I have a vast number of resources and quite a number of tricks of the trade that I'm happy to make available to the mentors and indeed the mentees, but we do need to organise how we want to do that, or even if you want me to do that, and that's another thing that, Ali, I'd like you to consider with your leadership team to see what you'd like to extract out of me. Because right now I'm feeling relatively underutilized, and that's a sad and terrible thing, I must say. So, Ali, back to you, and that's it from me, and thank you very much for organizing the call in such short order. Ali, check your mute button. We're not hearing you. We're seeing your microphone.
Can you hear me now?
Yes,
hello?
I can hear you. Thank you.
Okay, great, great. So I would say thank you very much, Cheryl. That's a very much fruitful and very much helpful presentation and tips and guidance for all of us, mentors and mentees. And I think we have a lot of homework to do on all of us. So before I just close with two more words on as a remarks, I would just open the floor to whoever have any comments or feedback before we close this meeting. So floors are open. If there is any hands up, anybody would like to give any comments, please go ahead. Going once, twice, third. I see no hands up. So I think everything is perfect. So I would say thank you very much for all of you again. And I would encourage all the mentees who haven't completed that short survey to please go ahead and do it, because it's a very much helpful. And I can tell to the mentees that your voice is very much clear and loud, and we heard what you are looking for. And help us to help you, and we'll help you as well. Thank you very much for all, and the call is adjourned.
Thank you, Ali. Thank you, everyone. Bye for now.
Thanks, Ali. Bye.
Thank you all. This meeting is now adjourned. Have a lovely rest of the day. Bye-bye.